Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Chris Bondis is here, folks. Chris is a new friend. He's a new friend, but his company isn't. He's Director of Sales and Marketing at a company called Carbonite. And I've been telling you about Carbonite almost since the very beginning. And Chris has a significant multi-year track record of taking new products to market in the organizations he's worked for, and he's a product management marketing expert, and he's bringing some of that knowledge to us today to help us do a better job, especially doing business online. Chris Bondis, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim, very much. Glad to be here.
Good to have you here. It's always a pleasure to have you guys with Carbonite on the show. Chris, one of the things that I do on this show is we try to put together and bring together old school and new school. You know, internet, of course, we've been so far down the road, there's some internet stuff that's old school now, isn't it? But we try to make sure that as we adopt new things, we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's some fundamentals that will always be the right thing to do, but we got to keep up with the new stuff. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, that's a good point, Jim. You can't just throw the baby out with the bathwater. The trick is to have a good blend of both traditional means of doing business and also the new ways of doing business, whether it be in the cloud, online, what have you.
Right.
So what I'd like to talk to you about really are five tips that small businesses can use to maximize the benefits of online services.
All right. So what's the first one?
The first one is really about social media and using social media to connect with your customers. So I was actually just reading an article earlier today, and there's a stat out there that's pretty compelling, right? There's, according to the National Journal, it's a publication, 64% of U.S. adults are actively on social media.
54%? 64%. All right.
Are on social media, whether it's Twitter, Foursquare, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Pinterest. All these folks are out there looking for information about different products. And in order for small businesses to take advantage of that audience, they need to engage with social media. So that way they can remind customers about their offerings, they can tell them about their services. And what's important to remember is that, you know, doing one tweet or doing one Facebook post isn't enough. You have to be persistent, and you have to be patient, right? And you talked about it earlier. A lot of times you'll hear that social media is, quote-unquote, free. It's not free because, as you said earlier on today, time is not free. Time that small business owners need to invest, time is of the essence. And it takes time to leverage social media correctly, but once you do it, the payoff is huge.
One of the things that I've been harping on for close to 4 years now, Chris, is that I don't even like the term social media. I think from a business perspective, it's an unfortunate term. I prefer to think of it as, I mean, I use the term because it's handy. But I prefer to think of it, and this is what I encourage my audience to think about, small business owners to think about, that instead of thinking of, I'm going to go do some social media stuff, I think maybe they might be a little more motivated if they said, I'm going to go increase my customer community. I'm going to go build customer communities online. That's what I think of when I think of businesses using social media. It's all about building community. And so what do you think about that?
I think that's exactly it. It kind of gets to the second point here, which is about your online reputation. So many people today go out and research companies, services, products online. They talk to their friends. And if you build that community online about your business, about your services, you'll have, you know, dozens of people, hundreds of people, thousands of people in your corner promoting your service and telling them about the great experience that you had.
Well, right, or they might be telling people about things that were not right, that you don't want people, and you'd rather didn't happen. Maybe something you did wrong, or an unhappy customer. You need to stay plugged into the community so you know what's going on, don't you?
Exactly. It's about monitoring your online reputation, right? So go to Google, search your company name with you know, with a word review after it, right? Or search your company name for the best accounting service or the best law firm in this area, right? So
or better yet, do Google alerts for the name of your company and for maybe your brand or the things that you sell, so that you know when people are writing about those things, you or your company, that if whether it's good or bad or otherwise, you get a report on that. You can get it as often as you want, right?
Exactly. So you're being proactive and you're engaging. Another interesting stat that I read was that 79% of social media users seek out the opinion of others. And when they hear those opinion of others or they see it online, 64% will change their mind. So you want to be sure that if there's some misinformation out there about your company, you want to address that. You want to be front and center and be direct about it.
Let me tell you something else that I've done. By using the Google Alerts, I have identified people who were infringing on my brand.
So, absolutely.
If somebody is opening up a new business not that far away from you and their name is very similar to the name that you've been using for 20 years, you know, when they post that on social media, you can find it first there. I mean, I know I've shut people down from infringing on my brand before, and I know they thought, how did he find me? How did he know I was doing this? I just started yesterday.
That's the thing. It's amazing to see how much information is out there and in every little nook and cranny of the internet, whether it be blogs, websites, and that content is live and available for people to see. So you need to be on top of it.
And by the way, every time I've done that, the people didn't mean any harm. They didn't know. And when I told them what I was doing, they all changed. So there was, my point is I was able to stop them from infringing before they got too invested in it. And so basically they just changed their name. That's the good thing. You can find out early about what's going on, especially, Chris, if the customer is not happy. If you can get back to them immediately before it's gotten too far and say, you know, look, I'm sorry that you had this problem. What can I do to fix it?
It's about being responsive.
When you solve the problem, you have a right to say, now, will you please go back? Do you mind going back and telling the same community that we responded to this? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a complete circle. You need to close the loop, if you will, on the experience of your customer. Hey, so whether it be an online review, you engage with the customer through social media, through Twitter, what have you, and then you correct the problem and you're responsive. They write in an email to you. You turn around quickly as a small business owner and respond to that email, respond to that query, and now you do have the justification to go back to them and say, hey, look, would you mind, you know, going back out on the web and adding and editing the additional post that you
Hey, Chris, give us your website, please.
Sure, it's carbonite.com, www.carbonite.com.
Carbonite.com, we're going to take a quick break. More of this from Chris Brondis. He's with Carbonite. After these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.